In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Some people think that because Jesus said it was okay for his disciples to pick grain on the Sabbath, then we can just ignore the Sabbath in general. That if Jesus could heal on the Sabbath, then we can do work on the Sabbath, unnecessary work. Because just because Jesus violated apparently violated the Sabbath laws, that we can do whatever we want on Sunday. And that's not the case. Look at what Jesus actually did. When his disciples were going through the wheat field and eating the grain, and they were challenged on it, Jesus drew an analogy to when King David's troops did something which was against the law in utmost need, when they were actually working for God. They were doing God's own work. So what does this tell us? It tells us that, you know, when you're doing God's own work, whether it be a priest celebrating Mass on Sunday, or you're taking Holy Communion to someone who is sick, or the other things that we are allowed to do on the Sabbath because they are of extreme need, it's okay. When Jesus healed on the Sabbath, what we were seeing is, undoing the effects of original sin and of the devil. That's okay to do on the Sabbath. What's not okay is to work, to do unnecessary servile labor, to treat Sunday as if it were just another day of the week. It's can be particularly bad here in Utah because we have what I like to think of as the bitter Gentile syndrome. And that's when we see the Mormons do something, we go, well, I don't want to be like them, so I'm going to do the exact opposite. So, the Mormons dress up for church, we dress down for church. The Mormons don't do anything on Sunday, so we try to do everything on Sunday. It's kind of childish, isn't it? And it is wrong. We need to recognize, even when people we don't agree with who can be kind of obnoxious are doing the right thing. And, if they're doing the right thing, we can do the right thing too. And that doesn't mean we believe everything that they believe. We really need to learn again to treat Sunday as it was meant to be treated, as a day of giving praise and worship to God, and a day of rest and recreation. And make sure that our rest and recreation doesn't require that someone else works. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.